And so I think that's what kids respond to, is that they're readable, they're funny, and they're relatable.
That's Abby Hamblin, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Abby Hamblin is the author and illustrator of the internationally best-selling Dory Fantasmagory series. She joins us to talk about the seventh book in the series, Dory Fantasmagory, Center of the Universe. Abby, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's exciting to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is the seventh book in the series, but let's go back to the beginning and what inspired this Dory Fantasmagory series.
Okay, well, I wrote the first book the first book came out in 2014. I had the idea for the first book when my twins were 5 years old, and I actually spent a lot of time observing them play because I was home. I noticed that their play was very elaborate, and their imaginative play was always kind of had some kind of long narrative and involved some element of danger, and there were wars and escapes and lots of costume changes. And I started to notice that their games kind of felt like as real as anything else, or more real, that was happening in our life. And then this character just started coming to me, like kind of in little bursts, as this kid who was just so immersed in her game that there'd be these funny moments where her real life and her imaginary world just sort of collide in funny ways. So I think the heart of all of the books is really about imaginary play, because that's kind of, you know, the origin of the books. And I think it's sort of about the joy and freedom that kids derive from play.
And she has a very active imagination, and she's also very mischievous. She's, you know, just in the middle of things. She's not the one that's going to stand on the sidelines.
Yep. So Dory is the youngest of three siblings, and she's kind of the silly, scruffy, energetic, sometimes lovable little sister, often frustrating. And yeah, her imagination can definitely lead to some level of chaos. But I didn't, when I set out to write her, you know, I poured so much of my own kids into the character. And I never thought of her initially as mischievous. I was trying to write a regular, realistic 6-year-old who is creative and passionate and a little emotionally volatile, which I think so many 6-year-olds are. So I always kind of, you know, like, I think for like the comedic aspect of the book, it's fun to kind of watch her go too far. But we also, like, we want to be rooting for her, and she's got to kind of reel it in sometimes, and she's got to learn a little bit from her mistakes.
For what age group is the series intended?
Well, the publisher has it, I think, ages five to eight. From my experience, I've learned that nobody's too old for Dory. I have, the seventh book just came out, and I have teenagers that read it when they were younger, still reading it, and parents whose kids are no longer reading it. They, you know, they read the first 6 books and they are invested and they're still reading it. So that's kind of amazing. I think that's something rare about the books, is that parents actually do really like the books. But I wouldn't give it to a kid younger than 5 years old, just because I feel like, well, there's a character named Mrs. Gobblecracker who could maybe be a little scary, the villain in the book. And I just think it would be introducing the kids to a lot at once to give it to somebody before they start kindergarten.
Well, this is, you mentioned, the seventh book in the series. So tell us about the plot here. What are people going to find?
So the new book is, Dory is on her first soccer team with her best friends, Rosabelle and George, who are her friends from school. And she's so excited for the first day of practice, because she's convinced that she's going to be the best on the team. And she's a little bit, you know, she's definitely overconfident. She thinks that she's going to score a billion goals. But so she's kind of in for a surprise when she meets another girl on the team named Valentina, who actually does clearly exhibit the real soccer skills to be the star of the team. And she also has this kind of incredibly magnetic personality that all the other kids on the team are kind of drawn to. So I think what, you know, what further sort of complicates this for Dory is that Dory ends up having a little tussle with her on the first day of soccer. And this presence of this girl, I think, really throws Dory into a loop and kind of starts to chip away at Dory's sort of like egocentric, like very childlike, natural sense of herself as being the center of the universe. And then I think it's also tricky because Dory's trying to figure out, like, she's also trying to decide, like, do I want to be this person's friend? And I think up until now, all of her friendships have been very straightforward, and that this new personality is a little complicated for Dory. Complicated because it sort of incites these feelings of rivalry that are new for Dory.
So the title can be taken a couple different ways and tells us different things about the story. You know, the center of the universe, where, you know, it's natural for all of us to feel like we're the center of our own universes. But this story also takes on cosmic proportions.
That's right. So it's a little unexpected. Every Dory book does kind of follow a similar pattern, which is that the books are about her real life, her everyday, just typical, universal kid experiences. And they're also about the imaginary world that she has created. And so every book sort of dives deep into, you know, whatever world she's in. So they kind of go back and forth. So I try to work it out so that the imaginary problem and the real world problem kind of interplay throughout the book, and that Dory ends up kind of solving on some level her real problems through her imaginary play. I think she's kind of processing, she's using play like a lot of kids, which is learning, you know, she's using it to kind of process her emotions and experiences. So this new book is about rivalry and competition. And so it kind of lent itself very nicely to the concept of infinity, because I think that any competition between kids often leads to, you know, somebody pulling out the concept of infinity. I'm going to score infinity goals. And so Dory, this Valentina, the character Valentina, declares that she's going to score infinity goals. And this concept of infinity really just starts to blow Dory's mind. And she's very curious about what it means to live in an infinite universe. And so she actually, you know, as part of her little imaginary adventure, she does get to explore that a little bit with her best friend, who's a monster named Mary.
So why do you think kids are so attracted to Dory?
I think that kids like the book because they're super readable, because there are illustrations on every spread and lots of speech bubbles, and they're all strategically placed to kind of help new readers use the illustrations to help with the text. They're funny. So I know that humor is just such a big motivator for kids. So, you know, I work so hard to make sure that every book is as funny as the last book. I think they also like them because there's a little bit of danger and suspense that, you know, keeps kids turning the page, you know, usually involving Mrs. Gobblegracker, Dory's imaginary enemy. They're also written in first person, which I think helps kids. It just sort of gives a story a sense of immediacy. And I work really hard to just make sure that they're just crystal clear, that like they're not like wading through description, that they, you know, when you're just reading your very first chapter book, like you want the action to just flow smoothly. So I spend a lot of time just trying to get in the head of a kid who's just trying to read their very first chapter book independently. But I think the other sort of secret ingredient with these books is that my own kids really, not only did they inspire the books in the first place, but all seven books are full of real actual authentic things that happen in our family and to my other kids I know. So the books, I think that's really what people respond to so much, is that the books, just the characters feel real, because there's just so much that I really didn't make up that come from my kids. And also my kids actually helped me for years with the series. They still help me. So I used to feel that we were like a little team of writers, and I listened to them so much because I was writing for them. And so I think that's what kids respond to, is that they're readable, they're funny, and they're relatable.
Well, these books are a lot of fun, and kids enjoy them for their humor and for the adventure. But beyond just being an engaging read, what do you hope kids are going to be taking from this series?
That's a great question. I think, yes, a beyond engaging read, every book has a larger theme. And I do that because I think that for a book that you love and you want to return to again and again, it needs to have some weight. And so the first book is about connection and belonging. And the second book is about making a friend. And the third book is about, she's learning to read. So it's about, she's struggling with reading. So I think of that book as kind of about competency or honing a skill. The fourth book is, she gets in trouble for lying at school. And I think of that book as being about integrity. The fifth book is about empathy. The sixth book is about separation anxiety. And this new book is about competition. So I hope that all of my books, and I think they do, spark bigger conversations between kids and parents and teachers. And I think that, you know, there's no obvious kind of learning component in the book, but I do think that kids learn from reading about real characters who are navigating real life problems. And I hope that when kids kind of read about Dory and her friends, it will give them a little bit of insight into their own motivations and behaviors and their friends.
Well, congratulations on having the 7th edition out there. So what's next for you? Are we going to be looking forward to number 8?
Yes, definitely. You know, kids and parents are asking for more always. And so that is definitely fuels me and encourages me. And I do feel that I created a world that there's just more to happen. So yeah, they will definitely be a book 8.
The book is Dory Phantasmagory, Center of the Universe, written and illustrated by Abby Handlin. Abby, thank you for talking with me today.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Dan. This was so nice. Thank you so much for having me.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.